What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio from Modern Family, actor Nolan Gould. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Nolan, I feel like I've known you my whole life, or your whole life, I should say.
Yeah.
I'm a lot older than you, but seeing you grow up, and I always say this, to me, Modern Family, one of the best sitcoms of all time. And that's a bold statement, but I really believe that. And growing up on the show, because it's been about, what, almost 10 years?
Yeah, right? We're going into our 11th season now.
Wow, 11th season. I mean, you were how old when you started?
I was 10, and now I'm about to turn 21 on the show. So literally over half my life.
Wow.
On one program. And if that makes like everyone else feel old, imagine what it does to me. Because I've got like, I've had nothing else besides this.
You literally grew.
I didn't go to school.
What, about a foot and a half, right?
Oh my gosh. I recently posted a photo on my Instagram. We took it yesterday. We had our first table read of the year, and we put it side by side. We recreated a photo of our first table read 10 years ago.
That's
and
great.
And at the time I was like smaller than Ariel, and now I'm like, I'm almost as tall as Ty. I'm,
yeah.
I've probably grew 2 feet, actually.
I feel like we raised
two
you.
2 feet?
2 feet, yeah.
Dang. And the voice?
The voice.
The nice
so
bird,
back yeah. in the day. So in our pilot episode, Julie Bowen was actually pregnant with twins.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys know this. But,
yeah.
Like every time she was in a scene, something would be in front of her, like right. a laundry basket or like the island or
behind
something.
Behind the table, right.
And they specifically used me a lot, especially in the photo shoots. Like,
that's funny.
To block her, like, her baby bum. I was called the baby blocker. And now, like, I honestly, funny. Like, she could block, like my gut.
That's
because I can't have kids. Just, like, if I ever get fat, she'll block it for
that's
me.
That's great. And getting to know the cast over the years, all you guys are so cool and stuff. Yeah. So it's so neat. Kicking off the 11th season. I saw you recently went to Fiji, right? You went diving?
Yeah, I went scuba diving down in Fiji. I'm a big diver, and
oh, nice!
They're known for like some like world class shark dives.
Yeah.
So I went on this dive that had like 60 bull sharks, and this is cageless too.
Oh wow! And the clarity must have been amazing.
It was amazing, but I found my line. Like this was it. You know, like this is this is my like. I'm like constantly like pushing myself. I was like, I can do anything. Oh wait, no, this is like this. I will not go further past this.
I actually have crossed that line.
You have?
I dove myself. They didn't let me dive outside of the cage. However, I went to Guadalupe Island. You'll appreciate this.
Okay.
Where it's supposed to be the number one place to watch great white sharks in the world. And
yeah.
We got there where I literally saw dozens of great white sharks when you at the same time.
Yeah.
So it was like underwater dinosaurs. It was so cool.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was in a movie, which is crazy, but it is sort of surreal when you do that. But yeah, they didn't let me go outside of the cage, nor did I want to, really.
I think I, unfortunately, I have to do it at some point in my life, just because, like, I'm 20. I'm 20 and I've already like dove cageless with like bull sharks. I'm gonna have to find a way to like one up.
You gotta go next level.
I don't want to like peak right now.
Right. No, you're good. You got a little bit of time there. So the show premieres next month, the 11th season, as we discussed. Final season. What can you tease us about?
So we just had our first table read, and that's like all I know is what we had there. But we're kind of picking up. Haley obviously had her twins born. So we're just kind of seeing like the whole family deal with that. And Luke is not as cool of an uncle as I was hoping he was going to be. I was hoping he was going to be the cool uncle. He's kind of a jerk. But we're just seeing how Haley is as a mother and how the family deals with that. And it's actually like I laugh the entire time. I think it's a great episode. So
and
people seeing it.
Has there been any talks of possibly like a spinoff with either the kids or something like that? Or if there was, would you be interested?
Yeah, there's been mumbles. Sure. Like not even like whispers. They've just been like, there've been mumbles.
Right.
Like, I think like, you know, everyone loves this show so much. Like we would totally come back, and it really doesn't do myself any favors by talking about like how much I want to come back on the show. Like if I ever had to like negotiate a contract, like right. for like a spinoff, they're like, have you on camera multiple times saying that you have nothing better you could be doing than coming back to a spinoff. Like literally I want to come back so bad. I'm so desperate. I love this show. No. Why would you ever want to leave?
Yeah. And it's,
you get a spinoff and go 10 years. Then when you hit 30,
yeah.
And you've spent 2/3 of your life doing this.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. That's
Then I'm going to build a time machine so I can like go back in time and have the first 10 years of the show just so I can never do anything with my life but the show.
Well, you are doing other things with your life because you're part of this new independent film. Yes. And it's a different look for you, right?
Super different. Like really dark and controversial and edgy. I found out like, this is how bad I am with like the internet and like anything, like just everything. I'm so out of it. I guess I won an award.
Oh really?
And I found out like because someone texted me, my mom texted me a photo of it. Really? My mom is finding out that like our movie won an award, and specifically I won for like best like lead actor at this film festival. And I found out because my mom texted me about it. My mom is more connected to the acting world than I am.
So are you not as tech savvy? Do you not stay?
It's terrible. Like, honestly, I think at this point, like the best way to like get a hold of me is smoke signals outside my house.
Wow. I'm a 20-year-old.
Or like a two-way radio.
Old school soul. You're just not, don't really.
I'm terrible at social media, all of that stuff. I'm trying to get better because like, that's where the world is going. But like, I don't know, when I'm not working, I just like, I want to go like have like a life.
Yeah,
and like you know, social media nowadays is so based on like work and like creating this brand and stuff. And I'm just like, I want to go be me and dive with sharks and do cool stuff and not be connected to my phone all the time.
However, that would have been some cool content.
I did actually. I threw a video up on the gram. I have a travel Instagram that I actually like posting on more. It's did you see the movie Free Solo? With
right.
Yeah, so I made an account called Free Nolo. Because I've rock climbed a lot, so I post everything up on there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Adventurer. Okay.
That was not a plug. I wasn't just like shamelessly plugging my Instagram. It felt like a talking point. Like it felt like it was
subtle. It was not shameless at all. And also coming up, you got this movie called Camp. What can you tell me about that?
So Camp, it was produced by Joey King and James Franco. It's super cool. It's like a coming of age story. And the best part was like, I shot it with like a bunch of my best friends. So
oh, that's cool.
A lot of the time, like I felt really bad for the director and writer because we kind of just ignored the script because it was like, we were younger at the time. We were like 8, 16-year-olds and we were like literally staying in this summer camp and we just recreated, you know, we're all actors and so we never got to go and we recreated what we thought summer camp would be like. And we were just ignoring the script and like going wild. So it's definitely like, it's a fun ride.
Oh, that's fun, man.
Yeah. Hope you guys can see it soon.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from LA, but my dad's in the military, so we moved around like everywhere. I'm actually from like, if I had to pick a place, I'd say Phoenix City, Alabama, which is like a little tiny nowhere town.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, but you're a military brat.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, but this is home now, obviously.
I know this is home because when I go outside of LA and I can't get acai bowls at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I freak out.
Yeah, right.
Like that's how you know like you're an LA guy is when like, wait, there's not a poke bowl on like every corner.
Yeah.
But what do I do?
You get
I'm gonna starve
here.
I'm gonna starve without my green drinks.
And what about social life? You dating at the moment? You got a girlfriend?
Kind of. Who knows?
Yeah. Having fun. You're 20. You should be having fun.
I'm out there and like if you think I'm bad at like interacting with people online, it's like, it's even worse, like, in person. If I can't text you back, like, try holding a conversation with me about, like, what a relationship is and, like, where you see us in the future.
Yeah. I like your style, Nolan. All right, man, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Sweet.
Song you can't get out of your head.
Oh, a song I can't get out of my head. Oh, God. I'm like just as bad at music as I am. This is not going to be fast. Can you pull up my Spotify real quick? What's like my most listened to song? I will give you whatever is on, like, literally last played.
I like the research.
Oh, wow. Cool. Beastie Boys.
Oh, old school.
Yeah, what it song? Was Paul Revere by Beastie Boys. Okay. This is my last played on Spotify. Nice.
That was very first concert.
I'm so lucky it was that and not like Beastie Imagine
Boys
Dragons.
Beastie Boys and Run DMC.
Beastie Boys was my first concert.
Shut up.
I swear.
Really? No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
We've had this conversation.
We've had this conversation. You've never said Beastie Boys.
I said that,
sorry,
didn't
Nolan.
You said Beastie Boys and Run DMC.
Exactly. That's what I said.
I am Alan Jackson.
No, that's my cousin.
You said Alan Jackson.
No, I've never seen
that's
Alan Jackson
right,
live.
Nichols, he's such a liar.
My first concert.
Beastie Boys, Intergalactic. It was at Lakewood Amphitheater.
Run DMC and Beastie Boys. It was the, oh gosh damn, what it was, the San Diego Sports Arena. I can't remember which one. That was a dope concert.
I'm
totally
what was the tour, though?
I'm super jealous. My first concert was Weird Al.
Yes!
That's amazing. That beats both of us.
Yeah, you win. You win there. Movie you've seen the most?
Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Because I always, like, I try to do, like, a marathon, and I get through the first one, and I can't do the other two. So I've seen, like, Fellowship of the Ring, like, 10 times, and, like, the other, like, the next one 5 times, like, and the last one, like,
long.
2 times.
Yeah, they're each, exactly. It takes a whole day to watch
one. Yeah, exactly.
Typical gym routine.
Typical gym routine. Just like rock climbing. Honestly, like I go to the gym and stuff, but I'm terrible at the gym. Like, I've been going, like, since I was 10. My grandma told me I was, like, getting chubby or something.
Dang.
And I became like
Graham's
a 10,
keeping
I know
real
I became
there.
Like a 10-year-old with, like, body issues. So I was out there pumping iron, but, like, to this day, like, I walk in a gym, I'm like, I'm confused. I'm like, I'm scared by all the grunting, sweaty dudes. Just,
rock
I don't know
fun,
what all these machines do. So I rock
keep
climb.
Those hips in, give the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fingers
strength. Your finger, yeah.
Finger strength.
Yeah.
Nickname growing up.
My nickname growing up was, like, No-No, but Sarah Hyland recently, 10 years ago, gave me the nickname Bonono Bear.
Bonono Bear.
And that unfortunately stuck until this day. Like, people call me Bonono Bear.
Yeah. She recently got engaged too.
Yeah,
right?
She did. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very and actually in Fiji. So we were both in Fiji at the same time. And she went to Fiji and she came back with a, like, gorgeous ring and, like, you know, a fiance, and I came back, like, with just having gained 5 pounds.
So was that coincidental? You both just happened to be there at the same time?
Yeah, we just both happened to be there. And
wow, because that's such a random small place.
Yeah, and, like, we didn't figure out until after.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I was like, where is this beautiful sandy beach? She's like, Fiji. I was like, no way. I'm like, I hadn't left. I was still in Fiji.
Wow.
When she posted. Yeah.
Last one, go to late night snack.
Peanut butter.
Just by itself?
Yep. That's it.
Wow.
That's it. That was my dinner last night. I'm very much on, like, the 20-year-old single dude diet of, like, I need dinner. I've got a spoon, nothing else.
Yes.
Peanut butter.
I don't have any cooking utensils. I'm just going to eat straight out of the jar.
My single guy move was a lot of tuna cans and Top Robin.
Oh, really? You put the tuna in the...
No, not necessarily. Just
those
are my two go-tos. Oh, sometimes I'd do the minute rice with the tuna, put a lot of hot sauce, and I'm good. And then with the Top Ramen, a lot of hot sauce.
Yeah.
Basically put hot sauce in everything and it'd be all good.
You don't need all the fancy stuff. Like, that's a lie that's been perpetuated.
Right?
You don't need, like, vegetables and stuff. Like, you can subsist.
You can live on 7-Eleven your whole life.
You're good.
You will not die.
You'll be fine.
Be great. Like, you won't live very long, but you won't, like, necessarily die because of it.
Meanwhile, Modern Family is returning to ABC on September 25th. You can follow him on Instagram at Nolan Gould. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Dude, thanks for having me. It's great talking to you.
Right on.
On with Mario Lopez.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.